WNRN's podcasts are powered by SeavillePodcast.com. Learn more and become a member at WNRN.org. Find videos from this interview at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
And in the WNRN studios this morning, it's the Ted Pitney Band. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing, Ann?
I'm doing really well. We've been chatting about having you in studio, gosh, since, I don't know, April, mm-hmm. something like that, Ted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I got a chance to see you when you all opened for the infamous String Dusters.
Oh, nice.
On May 1st.
Yeah,
that was fun.
That was fun. Enjoyed that.
But let's go back a little bit further than
okay.
that. Let's go back to the days of King Wilkie. You were one of the founders of King Wilkie.
Mm-hmm.
And you all got your bluegrass on for a while.
We did,
yeah. And then you kind of got your country music on for a while. I actually really enjoyed Low Country Suite.
Oh, thanks.
And then there was some project that I never got service with, which was what, like the King Wilkie Family Players or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I wasn't part of that.
Okay.
But yeah, I think there's still some King Wilkie up in New York City making music. But
you're here in Central
yeah,
Virginia
I'm
doing
here,
your thing.
Jake's here. Jake was the bass player here, was the bass player in King Wilkie, and we're still making music together. And
then you added Brian and Brian.
Yeah, the Bryans. They come in a package deal.
They do?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And how did you put them into the band? Obviously, you probably...
Yeah, it's small town. I've known these guys for a while, and, you know, a lot of people play with the same people, and we got a lot of friends, and play with each other, and play with each other's friends. And it's just natural.
Well, I know that Brian, the drummer there, Caputo, is a pretty sought-after drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an ace in the hole.
Well, it's pretty nice to have him here in the studios mm-hmm. this morning. So Ted,
yeah.
when did you, you know, set off on your own and say, okay, I'm putting together these friends of mine and my friends of friends, and we're gonna go in the studio and make a CD?
Yeah, well, it started about a year and a half ago, and I kind of rededicated myself to music a little bit and locked myself up in a house in Martha's Vineyard. I had some friends who were nice enough to give me for a month. So I just basically wrote a bunch of songs in a month and recorded some demos and came back and have still been trying to add to that repertoire. That's where it started. And
here you are this morning.
Yeah, yeah. The pinnacle.
Well, we've got all sorts of instruments here, and when you guys were rehearsing, it sounded really good. So I'm anxious to launch right into some live music
okay,
here.
Cool.
What are you going to do for us first?
This one, I think we're going to start with a song called Catapult. It's among many that are not yet recorded, but we like it. I hope you do too. One, two, three, four. You open up the cover, try to rearrange the pattern on a finger. We all wanna make a change. You won't be stopped. Not by a dead end. Not by a sea. You are the catapult. You are the catapult. I'm cutting that routine. You sleepwalk in the rain. Won't be stopped. Not by a roadway. Not by the cold rain thunder. You are the catapult.
yours is easy. But breaking ground is hard, 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 hard. When you try to make a difference, I know you are. I know you are. A brother to your sister. Living with your mother. You're picking up pieces and helping her recover. And she won't be held. Not by an old flame. Not by an old. You are the catapult. You are the catapult. You are. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, let's talk a little bit about kind of maybe a shift in songwriting for you.
Sure.
You know, did you do a lot of collaborative songwriting when you were in King Wilkie?
I did some, yeah. I did some collaborative stuff, but mostly it was on lines of writing for that particular band. And I wasn't a main singer in that band, but I had some songs, so I was writing songs for what King Wilkie wanted to do and writing songs for these other singers. So I was very much trying to write in a style, a defined style. And so this is the first time that I've just been writing to write for me.
And you like that? I mean, was it nice to have the focus to write for a particular way of
doing? I mean, it is a little harder in the way that, at least I had before I had a form that or like a goal or a standard. And now now it's kind of free for all. Which is liberating and also a little daunting too, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, I always thought I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I always thought the name of King Wilkie was one of the cleverest bluegrass band names ever. I guess maybe I was just fresh out of reading Bill Monroe's biography when you guys came on the scene. I'm like, oh, that's Bill Monroe's walking horse's name.
Yeah.
So
I think that's where we got it too. That
little bluegrass trivia for the people this morning, yeah. But when you're writing for yourself, I actually really like a bluegrass songwriting because it's kind of clever in its own way and can be kind of, I don't know, kitschy.
Mm-hmm.
When I talked to you about after seeing you guys for the Infamous String Dodgers, I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Actually, I think I expected something a little more bluegrassy. I guess in my mind, it shifted more towards a kind of a Graham Parsons kind of sound. So
I like Graham Parsons.
So where do you look for inspiration in terms of other songwriters?
I don't know. I tend to like songs that ask a little bit out of the listener, kind of maybe you don't get everything on the first listen all the way through, stuff grows on you. I like songwriters who are trying, at least attempting to take a swing at something new that hasn't been done at this point, which is hard. I don't know. That's a tough question. What makes a song good?
Well, but what do you have in your CD player right now, in your car or at home?
I mean, it's eclectic. It goes, everything from Jerry Lee Lewis to Jeff Tweedy and Bon Iver and Graham Parsons and I don't know.
More live music?
Sure, we're gonna try one. This is our most bluegrassy song that we got in the repertoire right now. Mm-hmm. And I spent a summer up in Wisconsin a few years back, and it was a good summer. And so this is Fond du Lac is a little town up there in Wisconsin, and that's what this song is called, Fond du Lac.
Red balloon like a summer rose stood beneath and you let it go. And I've been following it ever since. The heart is hard to convince. Eyes and a devil's laugh. I was stealing on your behalf. 32 is nothing new. The same old ground running under. And I'm headed back to farm tonight. And I in the WI hidden away in a love letter. Things I knew, I only know better. 'Cause it's not in my hands, oh will. I love you still. Song is all it took to ride the lines to the northern woods. Wonder what could have should. I'm headed back to farm tonight. You and I in the WI. You be the lead, and I'll be the tenor. You and I in the WI. Things I knew. It's not in my hands, oh will. I love you still. Ooh. Ooh. If I die before I wake, bring me down to the edge of the lake, lay me the white oak tree. Let its leaves fall to me. I'm headed back upon the land. Oh, I'm falling back on from the land. Yeah, in that rusted Cadillac. I'm headed back.
Ted Pitney Band live in the WNRN studios this morning, and glad to have them all here, getting us all ready for the CD release party tomorrow at the Southern. So I would imagine that with the release of a CD, there is not only the local gigs, but also kind of branching out into the region. So you have some other gigs lined up to kind of tour?
Well, they're coming.
They're coming.
They're coming. This is the... This is the debut, and we're going to try to use this little EP as a stepping stone or
a business card.
Yeah.
Or fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let's hear some more. Let's hear some more music.
Okay. So, we'll do a darker one here called the Waterloo Train.
Keep a bit of this bad blood running in my veins. Through my heart, tunnels and black lungs encircling my brain. Like a Waterloo train. Velvet songs, turn me on my head. You say evolution is changing, we're already dead. I wanna die in bed. To keep me high when I get down. You be my Jack and color clown. You keep me high. Caught in the patterns of pine stones, and our habits they stain. Oh, I can never change. But you keep me high when I get down. You be my jazz. Turn me on with candy eyes, and break me down till I'm kettle dust. You walk on me like I'm hollow ground. Oh, you turn me. And you turn me. Oh.
So much, gentlemen, for coming in this morning and playing live. It just sounds super fantastic. So good luck to you on the release and whatever other gigs come your way. And, you know, come back. Are you going to put together a full CD at some point, Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully soon.
Okay, so you'll come back and see me again.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, thanks.